But I missed Dynamite for you on Radio 1 and Keane.
You're so cheap, aren't you?
What?
I've just found out why you went to this club on Saturday.
Right.
Well, I've just gone on their MySpace page and the first thing that you see is free every Saturday night.
What's wrong with that? 0777 456 408. That's a bonus that it's free, surely.
I know, yes, yeah.
It's not the only reason I went there, because it's free.
But it played a big part in your decision, I would imagine.
2 years on, and the Flirt Divert is still an invaluable public service. Hand it out next time you meet somebody and they want to get it on with you, but you really don't feel the same way. 0770 756 408. Now, this is not, I repeat, not what Flirt Divert is exactly designed for, but thank you so much for the thought anyway.
Hi, Scott. I don't know the number for Radio 1, but I thought I'd give you a ring on Flirt Divert. I'm listening to a podcast about your car. If you haven't sold it, I'll buy it off you. I'll give you £200 for it. Just so I can say that I own a car of a Radio 1 DJ. Thanks very much.
So he wants to buy my car, which you can see online, for £200, just so he can say that he owns the car that used to belong to a Radio 1 DJ.
You phoned him back, then?
No. Do you think I should snap his arm off at £200?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hold out for more.
You'll be holding out a long, long time.
Now, I'm not quite sure what this bloke's name is on the next one, so see if you can guess. Turn up the radio quite loud, because it's quite hard to get it. Here he is.
Hi there. My name's Mike. I live in Northamptonshire. My name is Mike. My telephone number is 0-1. Mike there. Bye, Mike.
Yeah, bye. Bye. Any idea?
Was it called Bob?
My name's Mike. Mike there.
Mike there. Now, we had this last week. Please, don't do this, please. Thank you.
Hi, Claire. Yeah, I'm outside your house and it's raining. You said to ring me when I'm outside your house and you let me in. Right.
That's cruel, isn't it?
Not very nice.
Don't do that. And if anyone has any idea what this is about, I'd like to have a text from you on 81199.
Hi, Andy, it's Steve. Listen, I've been to A&E, and if you want to give us a shout, and I'll return it to you. I hope you came up with a good excuse. Right then, cheers, mate. See ya.
Right, so he's been to A&E, he's been to Casualty. Give me a call, and I'll give it back to you.
Listen, I've been to A&E, and if you want to give us a shout, and I'll return it to you. I hope you came up with a good excuse.
Any ideas? 81199.
Just the one. 0770 756 408.
It's nearly 10 to 5 with Scott Mills. A lot of people discussing on 81199 now about what that message was about.
Listen, I've been to A&E, and if you want to give us a shout, and I'll return it to you. I hope you came up with a good excuse.
Generally only one answer coming back on the text. Now, a lot of people are saying that Flirt Divert message is because he's got something stuck.
Yeah. That's what I thought, to be honest.
And I've been to A&E, and if you want to give us a shout, and I'll return it to you. I hope you came up with a good excuse.
Now, I didn't know this, but apparently this is very common in the world of A&E. Because loads of people that work in Casualty, not the TV show, the actual Casualty in hospital.
I don't think Casualty have done that storyline, have they?
Not yet, no. Surely it's a matter of time.
You would have thought most other accidents have happened.
In the first 10 minutes. Traffic cone. apparently, lots of people that work in A&E say that this is very common and are quite happy to share their stories on text at 81199. Now, if you're eating at the moment, if you're about to have your tea, take the fork away from your mouth for just a second. It's quite a common thing.
Glad you said mouth. Yeah. I'm a slip and fall on a fork.
People have some very strange accidents.
Mm.
And I quite like it that the people who work in A&E are very keeping the confidentiality alive. apparently lots of people accidentally fall on top of things all the time. Happens like every night. People come into A&E, and before they know it, something gets stuck.
It's easily done, though. I mean, I would imagine so. Because there's...
Right, let's just end this. Let's end this right now. Christmas tree light sounds a bit painful, doesn't it?
Yeah, that does.
James Morrison and Wonderful World on Radio 1. Seriously, some of the stories that are coming in now, we could never read out, but it's truly...
It's amusing me, isn't it? Can I just point out, I assume it's easily done. It's never, ever happened to me. Radio 1.
Right, it's 5:09. Early this afternoon, we got this Flirt Divert message.
Hi, Andy, it's Steve. Listen, I've been to A&E, and if you want to give us a shout, and I'll return it to you. I hope you came up with a good excuse. Right then, cheers, mate. See ya.
Now, we've come up with the conclusion that there's been some kind of terrible accident and he got something stuck when sun don't shine. And some incredible stories have been coming in on 8199.
I don't know. I can't mention that one, can I, really? About the no. can you do the toaster one?
I think the toaster one is fine.
Somebody got a part of their appendage stuck in a toaster.
Right, how can that happen? When has that part of your body been anywhere near a toaster in your whole life?
Never, ever, ever.
There you are, doing a bit of DIY. Maybe painting the ceiling. You're stood on the worktop. Maybe there's a nail sticking out of the wall, which brings your trousers down. Then you trip and plummet at high speed towards the toaster.
It could happen.
Yeah. Explain that one away in A&E.
Oh, dear.
Also, many people are reminding me of a story that you once told with Sarah Cox on Radio 1 about 3 years ago. Some of our listeners remember everything.
Yes. Well, that was a genuine accident when I ended up with... Right, basic, right. I was...
I wondered why you were so kind of on the offensive.
I was vacuuming my lounge, right? And I was trying to get the cobwebs out of the corner... I can't believe I'm telling this again. I had to get the cobwebs out of the corner of the ceiling, right? So I took one of the kind of appliances on the...
Is this what you told A&E?
No, I didn't have to go to A&E. Oh. Took one of the appliances off to, like, hoover the top corner, and the tube snapped as I was doing it, and the plastic tube landed right... It was summer as well, so I only had a pair of shorts on, nothing else. And it landed right on Mini Mark.
Wow.
You see? And it hurt because the suction on a Dyson is actually quite strong because they don't have a bag.
No bag, you see? One, Scotland, Radio 1.